This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our Ulum al-Quran class. Today, inshallah, we will discuss a very important topic, which is the miracles of the Quran. In order to understand the importance and the value of the Quran, it is necessary to look through the miracles that the Quran came with. When we say that the Quran is a miraculous book, we have to prove it. People ask about the Quran, what is so different about the Quran? Why it is different than other books? Why it is different from the Torah, from the Gospel? So one of the things to mention the differences between these books and the Quran is the miracles. And the Quran included many miracles. But before we go through the miracles, we need to mention the definition of the miracle. What do we mean by a miracle? Miracle in English is the translation of the Arabic word mu'jiza. Mu'jiza means something that is unable, others are unable to come up with. Something that is extraordinary, that a human being cannot come up with. That's the miracle. You cannot say about someone who is talented, he has a miracle. No matter how great is his talent. As long as a human being can do it, then it is not a miracle. In the Arabic term, a'jaza means unable to do it. That's why they call the disabled ajiz, because he's unable. Ajiz. From that word, we have the noun mu'jiza. Mu'jiza. So it is extraordinary thing a human being cannot have. You may say mu'jiza is something supernatural. Even the supernatural thing, it could happen to other people. To be more specific about the definition of the mu'jiza, an extraordinary thing that is given to a prophet or a messenger of Allah. So the mu'jiza is something given only to the prophets and the messengers of Allah. Which means if someone else could do it, if someone else could have it, that means it is not a mu'jiza anymore. The reason behind the mu'jiza, why do we have miracles at the first place? Because it's easy for people to claim prophethood. How can you verify they are truthful or they are saying or they are lying? By the mu'jiza. So the purpose of the mu'jiza is to support the messenger or the prophet. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent miracles with his prophets, with his messengers. And the everlasting miracle is the Quran. Now if I asked you about the miracles of Musa alayhi salam, what are the miracles of Musa alayhi salam? Yes?
The hand.
Snake. That's it? Splitting of the sea. How many miracles Musa alayhi salam was given? How many miracles he was given?
Nine.
What's the evidence? وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And we have certainly given Musa nine clear evidences or nine miracles. What are these miracles? What are these nine miracles? You could list two or three. In order to list them, again, you go to another ayah, because the Quran always interprets itself. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ. In addition to what you mentioned, the rod, splitting the sea, the white hand, the lighting hand. Anyway, where are these miracles nowadays? That's the point of my question. Where are these miracles? Do we have the rod of Musa alayhi salam? Where is it? Do we have it? No, it's gone. What about Isa alayhi salam? Was he given miracles?
Yes.
Yes, like what?
Raising the dead.
Raising the dead, curing the sick. Where is these miracles now? We cannot see them. But the Quran is there, yes. Sabah, very good, Sabah, yes. The Quran is there. We have the Quran. So it's a living miracle. The Quran is still there. It is the true miracle. It is an evidence that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a messenger. So now, we will go through these miracles. And by the way, it's very easy to tell the people, if you don't believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a messenger, bring the like of the Quran. That way, you will prove that the Quran is not a miracle. Because if it's a miracle, you will not be able to bring the like of it. If you are unable, then it is a miracle. So you have to admit that this Quran came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran has many miracles. And I tried to mention only the things that not everybody know. Because other people may know lots of miracles. And there are books written about the miracles of the Quran. Until now, and until the Day of Judgment, there will be no established fact to contradict the Quran. Simply because the Quran is the true word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one could ever come and say the Quran is wrong. Until now, and later on, no one will be able to come and say there is something wrong in the Quran. While they mentioned several things which are wrong about the Bible. There are lots of things that are scientifically wrong in the Bible. So the first miracle of the Quran is the challenge. What do you mean by the challenge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged the Arab. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the Quran, the Arab started calling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a liar, a magician, soothsayer, all these fake accusations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged them. If you say that this Quran is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring the like of it. Bring the like of the Quran. If you are unable, that means it is from Allah. Now, there is something interesting about the miracles. What's the miracle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Quran. What's the miracle of Musa alayhi salam? Not the Torah. Torah is one of the things. But what's the famous miracle which most of the people know? With what? With the asa. With his rod, with his stick. So the stick of Musa alayhi salam. Why Musa alayhi salam was given a stick? Why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the Quran? Why he was not given something else? The nature of the miracle relates to the people. At the time of Musa alayhi salam, magic was common. And they used to look up to magicians. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought something greater than magic, which is the miracle of Musa alayhi salam. The same thing at the time of Isa alayhi salam. At the time of Isa alayhi salam, they had the medicine advanced. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam something beyond medicine to raise the dead. No one could do that but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Isa alayhi salam was able to do that by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi salam, people adored poetry. They loved poetry. They mastered the language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam the Quran, which is beyond their ability, beyond poetry. That's why Al-Walid and others, they said it is not like poetry, it's higher than poetry. So the nature of each miracle relates to the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged the Arab. If you say this Quran is not from Allah, bring the like of it. And of course they were unable. And to prove that it is a miracle, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unlettered. They were able to say he fabricated it if he was a poet. But it was well known that the Prophet ﷺ did not read or write to prove that it is a miracle from Allah. If someone is unable to read or write, yet he brings this Quran, that means it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was a famous poet, they would say, it's kind of poetry, yes, it is better than poetry, but it's still from him. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to read or write, to prove to them that it is from Allah. That was the first level of challenge. They were unable. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to bring 10 surahs. فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ. Bring the 10 surahs like the Quran. And they were unable. Then the third level, bring one surah. One surah. And they were unable. They were unable to bring one surah of the Quran. What does that tell you? If people were unable to bring only one surah, similar to the Quran, while you have 114 surahs, that means this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is valid until now. Tell the people, tell them, if you believe this Quran is not from Allah, bring the like of it. If you are unable, that means it is from Allah. Now remember, the Quran, when we say the Quran, we don't mean the English translation. The Arabic text, that's the Quran. The English is translation. Because some people would come and say, I could write something similar to the English translation, or Shakespeare is able to do that. Maybe, because it's translation. While the Quran, you will never be able. The Arab themselves, who were fluent, the Christians, the Jews, the Arab, and the pagans, all of them, they were unable. And Allah said that in the Quran. قُلْ لَأَنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِ. Say, if jinn, ins and mankind and jinn, they gathered together in order to bring the like of the Quran, they will be unable to do that. They will be unable to produce the like of the Quran. So this is a miracle by itself, the challenge that no one could bring the like of the Quran. And the challenge started from day one. And it is valid until now, and it will be valid until the day of judgment. No one will be able to bring the like of the Quran. This is one miracle. The second miracle is the preservation. Now let's say they admitted, they agreed that this Quran is from Allah. There is another miracle also, that no one could change anything from this Quran, unlike the other books, unlike the Torah, the Gospel, unlike the Zabur. What is the Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam? We don't know. We don't have it. While we have the Quran, no single word, no single letter was changed from the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi salam until now. It is preserved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed the preservation of the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Now the Muslims are weak. And they were weak many times. They are too weak to protect themselves. Look at Muslims all over the world. They are killed, they are fought, some of them are poor, but the Quran is there. It is preserved. So who saved the Quran from changing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslims are sometimes too weak to protect themselves, yet the Quran is protected. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell anyone, try for one time only to change one word of the Quran. No one will be able. How many people memorized the Quran? A lot. Thousands. If someone makes one mistake, lots of people will correct him. This is a miracle by itself. While look at the Bible. Every few years they have revised edition. Every few years they change some words. Even the Old Testament. While the Quran is not changed. Bring a Quran 1400 years ago and bring the Quran now, it is the same. And actually the preservation is not only by scribing the Quran and writing it in the book. It is by memorization also. Because that's how we took the Quran. Once you go to a scholar, to a sheikh, who is Hafiz, and you recite the Quran the same way he took it from his sheikh, he gives you the certificate. He testifies that that's the way he took it from his sheikh. And he could tell you all the names all the way to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's not the only one. You have thousands and hundreds of thousands of people like that. So It is preserved. The Quran is preserved, unlike any other book. Actually, sometimes they give you a reward. Just find one mistake in the Quran and we will give you the reward. Because sometimes there are some editions, they come out quickly and there will be maybe a mistake in printing. But a mistake in the Quran itself will never happen. Unlike other books. Now, if you took a copy of the Bible and the one who possesses it is a Christian, and you told him there is a mistake here, there is a mistake, what will he say? Even if he admitted, he doesn't care, right? Because he himself knows that there are lots of mistakes. What about a Muslim? If he was told that there is a mistake here, will be he continuing reading from this Quran? It will lose its value. The Quran has to be perfect from cover to cover. That's preservation. There is a story of a man from the time of the Khulafa. He was a Jew. And he wanted to verify whether Judaism, Christianity, or Islam is the true religion. So he wrote the Torah. And he changed in it. He copied it. And he sold it to the Jews. And they took it from him. So he knew that this cannot be the correct religion. If I can change things and people still accept it, that means it is not the true religion. He went to the gospel. And he copied it. And he went to the Christians and he sold it. And it was purchased from him. So he knew also that this is not the correct religion. What religion that people accept wrong things in it? He came to the Quran and he copied the Quran and he changed in it. The moment people found out, they throw it to him. And they told him, you will not take it. Whether you write the Quran correctly or will not take it. So he knew that Islam is the correct religion. Now we don't need this story, but it's just to remind you that the Quran is preserved. Preservation in the copies itself, the Quran itself, there are very, very old copies, and in memorization. You have Hafaz here in America, you have Hafaz in Pakistan, Middle East, in North Africa, in South, in all over the world. And if one made the mistake, you will have hundreds of people correcting him. That's the preservation. That no one could change, add, delete anything from the Quran. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ. Now we'll move to the scientific miracles. And as I said, we have lots of scientific miracles. There are books written about the scientific miracles. I personally don't encourage people to talk a lot about the scientific miracles unless it is an established fact. Because once you say this is a miracle and scientifically they prove that it was wrong, then people will not say the science changed and it corrected itself. They will say the Quran is wrong. So you have to be very, very careful when you mention a scientific miracle about the Quran. One example, people, because I receive this in emails sometimes, and people have nothing to do but to waste their time, and they say Allah mentioned as-salah in the Quran 5 times, because we have 5 times a day. While the salah is mentioned hundreds times more than 5 times. So do not try to be smart in the Quran and try to derive a miracle which is not really a miracle. Unless it is an established fact, do not say it. One of the miracles is the day and the night. What do we mean by the day and the night? In Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, Ayah number 24, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the final hour. When the final hour comes, Allah says in this ayah, when our command, when our order comes, means the final hour comes, whether day or night, That's how they translated it. While actually the exact meaning is day and night. I tried to open like 6-7 translations and all of them said or. The correct translation is and. When our command comes to the earth, means the final hour, day and night. People may read this and they will say, what's the big deal about it? Here there is a miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you when the final hour comes, it will come in the day and the night. This is a miracle. How this will happen? And remember, this was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ more than 1400 years ago. At their time, they did not have advanced methods of transportation. They did not know that while it is day here now, it's already night in other parts of the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran. This is an evidence. They have some pictures for the earth from the moon or from other planets or from the shuttles. And you could see that part of the earth is dark and part of the earth is still shining. There is light, there is day. So this ayah is an indication that this is what will happen. When the final hour comes, it will come to the entire earth. But part of the earth will be night and part of the earth will be day. This is a miracle. Who told the Prophet ﷺ about that? Who told the Prophet ﷺ about that? At their time, they did not have phones to call and to know that, oh, now it is 7 hours earlier or later. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they had ships. Very old ships. They had camels to ride. They did not have cars or planes or phones or any other method of transportation. So this is a miracle. Another miracle. Now we know that the earth has mountains, right? Everybody knows that. But what about the sky? What about the clouds? Are there mountains? When you fly, when you are in the plane, sometimes there are clouds more than 6,000 feet in height. They are higher than 6,000 feet. It's basically a mountain. Now from here, can you tell that this sky is a mountain and that sky is a mountain? This cloud, you can't, because you see only white color. While the Prophet, the Quran said that. So who told the Prophet ﷺ about it? If you say the Quran is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ did not fly. Only the last couple of hundreds of years they had the ability to fly. So who gave the Prophet ﷺ the ability to know that? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another miracle, the waves in the sea. Now again, everybody knows that the sea has waves. But do you know that underneath these waves, there are other waves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in Surah An-Nur. أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّنْ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ. So there are waves upon waves. Unless you are a diver, scuba diving, you do scuba diving, and you have this advanced knowledge, you will not know that. And they found out recently, only in like 1920 or 1930, while it is in the Quran, more than 1400 years ago. And actually, the invisible waves, they are the waves that cause the other waves that you see to move. The waves that underneath the visible waves. So this is a miracle. Another miracle, the eruption of the sea. It was mentioned twice in the last juz of the Quran. Surah Juz Amma. I believe most of you should memorize Surah Amma, Juz Amma. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ انْفَجَرَتْ. In another ayah, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. What's the meaning of وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ انْفَجَرَتْ? Erupted. What about فُجِّرَتْ, سُجِّرَتْ? سُجِّرَتْ means torched or became like flames, fire. That's the meaning of tasjir. Now when you read this, initially you will say this may be wrong, because basically you use water to quench the fire, right? To extinguish the fire, what do you use? Water. So how come the fire comes out of the water? This is a miracle. How come the fire, the water erupts, blows up? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. In science, in the elementary school, they teach you that H2O is the code of water. What is H and what's O?
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Two atoms of hydrogen and one? Oxygen. What happens when you separate the hydrogen from the oxygen? Did you take this experiment in science? We took it. You bring small amount of water, half cup, and there is a device, voltmeter, Hoffman, that's the name of the device. You put the water and it separates hydrogen from oxygen. But once you do that with a small amount of water, you will hear bang. So what about the water itself, the sea? If you separate only small amount, that's what you will hear, explosion. What about if you have large amount of water? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. Because on the day of judgment, there will be no water anymore. The entire earth will be soft and clear, flat. This is a miracle. Who told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that? This device is invented recently. The other meaning, that when the water burns or the seas become fire, what's underneath water? There are mountains. Underneath that, there is what? There are volcanoes underneath the water, and they erupt from time to time. And that's exactly what will happen on the Day of Judgment, in the final hour. And now they see that. That's why there is difference in the temperature between the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. I don't know, I mean, these are really interesting facts. You have to see the documentaries about the seas, the oceans, how this is happening. Because that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Fire will come from the water, and the water itself will explode. It will erupt. Another miracle, the split of the moon. And of course, this is obvious. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The final hour has come and the moon is split. And there are pictures for the moon. It shows you that there is like line, like highway. But unfortunately, they are trying to hide these pictures. You don't see them. You go to NASA website, they don't show these pictures. I asked several people, they know it, but they don't show it. Because they know that Islam, in the Quran, it is mentioned. There is one scholar, one scientist, when once he read the Quran, he read Surah Al-Qamar, and when he heard that the moon is split, he left the Quran and he left everything, and he said, this is not true, this is not right, this is not a correct religion. Later on, once he found out that it's true that the moon was split, he believed. He knew that he read it in the Quran. It is there. And it is clear. I asked one of the geologists, and he said that it's just like there is a line, just like someone took it two halves and put it together. It is there. And that's exactly what happened at the time of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is mentioned in the Quran. Another miracle, the barrier of the sea. Now there is a salt sea. And there is the river. And there is difference between them. Now the fish who lives in the sea, they don't live in the river. And the taste is different. If you swim, if you dive, you will see that the color itself is different. Just like if there is a barrier, while there is no barrier. It is clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. There are like borders, like barrier between the salt water and the regular water, the river. Now the rivers, they flow into the sea. But there is a limit for them. They don't mix. They don't mix as if there is a barrier. And they were unable to find out this fact until recently. Like only 50 years ago. No more than that. This is another miracle. Surah Amma itself is a miracle. The entire surah. There is a master's thesis now written about the scientific miracles of Surah Amma. Amma yatasaalun an an-naba' al-'azim alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun. That's the beginning. Then Allah says, "Alam naj'al al-arda mihada." Mihada from the mahd. Mahd is like the crib of the baby. That's exactly how the earth is made. Wal-jibala awtada. And the mountains to establish the earth. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Then there are other scientific facts and miracles about the earth. All of them are mentioned in Surah Amma. Surah Amma by itself is a miracle. Now again, as I told you, these are few miracles. The scientific miracles are a lot. Lots of scientific miracles. But again, all of them are only one aspect of the miracles of the Quran. The miracles in the Quran are not only the scientific miracles. There is a miracle in preservation. There is a miracle in challenge. There is a miracle in the eloquence of the Quran. Now, there are lots of non-Muslim Arab who understand the Quran. And they would tell you that this is not the word of a human being. Even the kuffar, they admitted that it's not from a human being. But they were too arrogant to admit that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the eloquence of the Quran is unlike any other book. But again, as I said, we are talking about the Arabic text, not the English translation or any other translation. Once you translate the Quran, it loses some of its value. It's still, as I said, even when you read the translation in the Quran, there are lots of powerful meanings, but it's unlike the Arabic text. The miracle is in the Arabic text. That's why it's really important, once you read the Quran, to understand what you're reading. If you learn the Arabic, that's a blessing, because you will be able to read. Whenever you read and reread again, you will find more meanings. There are some people, they only believe just by listening to the Quran. Because they were shocked by the meanings of the Quran. Usually when you start the Quran, when you start any book, you have the preface, prologue, you have to mention that I acknowledge so-and-so, I did not do enough effort, or so-and-so helped me, or you admit your shortcomings. But the Quran, after Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah says, this is the book, no doubt. Allah does not need to acknowledge anyone's effort. Allah does not need to tell you that there is anything in this book. He's telling you, he's challenging the people. This is the book, no doubt. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. It's unlike any other book. Many Arab, at the time of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, like Musaylam al-Kadhab, what did Musaylam do? When he heard that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is receiving the revelation from Allah, he said, I am also receiving a revelation from Allah. And he fabricated some words like it is the Quran. Once the people heard what he's saying, they laughed. Because they knew it's no way like the Quran. It is from him. He's lying. And he was called Musaylim al-Kadhab. No one could bring the like of the Quran in its eloquence. Very fluent, very eloquent book, the Quran, unlike any other book. So this is a miracle by itself. Another miracle is the historical miracles. The historical miracles. I will mention two historical miracles. The first one in Surah Yusuf. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Surah Yusuf mentioned Yusuf alayhi salam several times. Surah Yusuf, from the beginning to the end, it's talking about Yusuf alayhi salam. When Yusuf went to Egypt, who was ruling Egypt? Who was ruling Egypt? King, which king? Who are the rulers of Egypt? We know that there are Caesars for Rome. Pharaohs. Pharaohs are the rulers of Egypt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Pharaoh several times in the Quran, right? Several times. Story with Musa, Surah Ghafir, in other surahs. But in Surah Yusuf, what was the term used? Fir'aun? No, the king. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصُ لِنَفْسِي وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ. He was mentioned twice and he was not mentioned as Pharaoh. Because at that time, when Yusuf alayhi salam was there in Egypt, the pharaohs were not ruling Egypt. The Hyksos, another ancestry, they are the ones who were ruling Egypt. When did people find out this fact? Even the Egyptians themselves did not know that until they found some manuscripts recently and they were able to read them. 19 something. This is a historical miracle. Who told the Prophet ﷺ at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, the pharaohs were not ruling Egypt? Before Yusuf alayhi salam, the pharaohs were ruling Egypt. After Yusuf alayhi salam, the pharaohs were ruling Egypt. But at the time of Yusuf, there were wars between the pharaohs and the southerns. And the Hyksos, they took over Egypt. And they were not pharaohs. That's why Allah said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكِ. He did not say, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْن. Open any book of tafsir, you will not find this miracle. Because basically no one knew about it. Even the great scholars, Ibn Kathir, Tabari, they did not know. It's just recent, less than 100 years ago. This is a historical miracle. Another historical miracle, Surah Ar-Rum, Alif, Lam, Mim, Ghulibat Ar-Rum. في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. Allah is saying that the Rome is they are defeated, yet they will be victor within few years. Few in Arabic is from 3 to 9, and they were victorious against the Persians. It was simple for anyone to tell the Persians to help them not to let the Romans defeat them, so they would tell the Quran is lying. But this did not happen. It is a historical miracle. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you in the Quran, this is what happened, they were defeated, but they will be victor in few years. And it happened. So this is another miracle. This is a historical miracle. Another type of the miracles is the miracle in transmission. Again, this is related to how the Quran was preserved. In every level, in every generation, there is at least a numerous number of people to memorize the Quran and to transmit it to other people. We will come to this, inshallah, in the Qira'at, how the Qira'at came. Each Qira'ah has like 20 different narrator in each generation. 20 different narrator. What does that tell you? If one made a mistake, there are 19 people. If, this is only if, on every level, this is in one qira'ah, what about other qira'at? If you combine all of them together, you will have hundreds of transmitters for the Quran. Again, as I told you, you don't have this in any other religion. Could someone say, I took this Bible from this pastor, and this pastor took it from his father, and his father took it, and they trace the history all the way back to Isa alayhi salam? Never. But we have this from the in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave it to the companions. They used to take it from the mouth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly. And the successors of the companions, they took it from the companions. And then the followers of the successors, they took it, and all the way until our time. I will show you, inshallah, later on, a poster I designed about the Qurra, the famous Qurra, all the way to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have it now. This is a miracle by itself. That there is no one missing link, no one missing word, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed the preservation of the Quran. So there is a miracle in the transmission that on every level you have multiple narrators for the Quran. Not only one or two or three or four, many. You have many narrators for the Quran. With this, inshallah, we will conclude our session. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه اجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله.